Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at something really quite specific and I think significant, how urban women are increasingly using self-defense tools.
That's right. It's a noticeable trend.
You shared some really interesting source material on this, and our mission today really is to dig into that and understand what's going on. What does this trend actually signify?
Exactly. We're trying to get beneath the surface. Why now? And what does it tell us about, you know, women's experiences in cities today?
Okay, so diving right in, the sources, they paint a pretty clear picture, don't they? There's this heightened sense of vulnerability, maybe?
Yes, definitely a feeling of vulnerability. And these tools, they seem to be a very direct sort of hands-on response to that feeling.
It's about reclaiming some agency, perhaps, when faced with potential threats.
I think that's a key part of it, this proactive stance. It's not just waiting for, say, better street lighting or more police patrols, though those are important.
Right.
It's also about personal responsibility, taking steps oneself. And these tools, they become symbols of that, a form of empowerment almost.
Absolutely. And what really jumped out at me was the sheer variety. Mm. It's moved way beyond, you know, just pepper spray.
Oh, for sure.
We're seeing personal alarms, these really discreet items, things designed almost to blend in for everyday carry.
That integration is fascinating, isn't it?
It really is. It speaks volumes about wanting safety that fits seamlessly into daily life. It's not something separate.
And that seamlessness, if we connect it to the bigger picture,
mm-mm.
Well, it suggests that maybe the traditional approaches, they might not be fully meeting the perceived needs right now.
Hmm. That's a really good point. Leading women to seek out these very personal solutions.
Exactly.
Which does bring up the question, what's actually fueling this?
Yeah.
The sources, they don't necessarily bombard us with crime stats, do they?
No, not hard data on crime rates specifically in these texts, but the fact that this trend is being discussed, that these tools are being adopted, that itself points to an underlying feeling. A sense of unease, perhaps, that prompts this kind of action, regardless of statistics. It's about perception and lived experience.
So the feeling of safety, or lack thereof, is the driver, as much as any objective risk.
Precisely. The absence of specific crime data in these particular sources doesn't make the trend less significant. It reflects a reality for these women, a response to how they feel moving through urban spaces.
Okay, and here's something else the material touches on, which I found compelling. The psychological side.
Ah, yes. That's crucial.
Just carrying one of these tools apparently can boost confidence. It gives a sense of preparedness.
Yeah.
Even if it's never, you know, actually used.
Right. That feeling of having some control in an unpredictable situation can be incredibly empowering in itself.
It's not just about the physical defense then.
Not at all. It's deeply tied to mental, emotional well-being too. The goal isn't just avoiding physical harm. It's about feeling more secure, more in control day to day.
Okay, so let's try and pull this together for our listeners. It really seems the growing use of these tools by urban women is, well, it's a clear indicator, isn't it?
An indicator of active effort, I'd say. Actively addressing safety concerns.
Yeah, a tangible way they're seeking greater personal security in their own lives.
Precisely. It's proactive engagement driven by very real experiences and concerns about navigating city life.
It certainly gives us a lot to think about. It's clear these aren't just, you know, gadgets or accessories.
No, they signify something deeper, a shift maybe in how personal safety is being approached by some.
Agreed. It really underscores how individual responses connect to these broader societal issues.
Mm-hmm.
So a final thought then for you listening. As you consider this trend, what wider societal factors do you think might be playing into this increased reliance on personal safety tools?
That's a great question to ponder.
And maybe. What other solutions? Perhaps community efforts or policy changes? What else could work alongside this individual trend to help foster a greater sense of safety for everyone in our cities? Lots to mull over. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.